Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Al davar she'en gedulim in ha'aretz, something that didn't grow from the ground at all, omer she'hakol. On that you say the bracha simply she'hakol. Examples. Ala chometz. Chometz means vinegar, which was wine that went bad. Val ha'novlos. Novlos, there's a world of discussion what they are. Bottom line is, they're fruits that fell from the tree before they are ripe, or because the sun scorched them, or they picked them early and they didn't get ripe properly. The point is, they're fruits that didn't make it to how they should have been edible, right? But presumably they're edible in some way. Because everyone jumps on the chometz business saying, what's with vinegar? You can't drink that at all. It's a big problem. I'll say in a second. Val ha'govai. So in these three examples, it gives chometz, vinegar, novlos, what's called the immature fruits that fell off early or picked early. Vala govai. Govai are grasshoppers, the kosher grasshoppers.
Locust.
Right? Locust. Locust. Sorry, stand corrected. Didn't realize there were biologists in the room. Sorry. What's the difference in a locust and a grasshopper?
One you can eat, one you can't.
Okay. Well, we definitely can't eat all locusts. Some sug of locust, right? Whatever it is. I would like to find out what the sug is. I'll get back to you. So on those things, the Moroccans eat them. So on those things, Omer Shehakol, those things you say a bracha of Shehakol on them because they're, well, for different reasons. The point of this, the Chiddush is that Chometz started out being a Brei Pra'etz, and so did Novlos. They lost their status. So they are mentioned here that since they lose their status, they still get a bracha of Shehakol. And Govai is mentioned because of the Seif of the Mishnah we'll see in a second. And all the Mefarshim jump up and down about what's with the vinegar. And they give good answers, but they're pretty technical to do with how diluted it might be, because there's halachas about drinking vinegar on Yom Kippur, if you chayv or not. Bottom line is, everything else besides vinegar is not a problem. If it didn't grow on a tree, you say a charcoal vinegar. If it's going to... The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that no bracha said on vinegar at all because it's damaging to you. And the Mishnah Berurah says... Yeah, but that's because it's really strong. But if it wouldn't be really strong and diluted, then indeed it's a shakal. That's the halacha. Everyone knows what a parsimon is here, right? So,
which?
A parsimon, right? They're great. One of my favorites. So once I was in Milan, and they said, oh, we have a special fruit that we have only here in northern Italy, and you want it? I said, sure, of course. And then I made a shechion on it. It's this very big orange thing that you cut off the top and eat it with a spoon. It's like a pudding. And after I tasted it, I realized, wait a second, this is just an overripe persimmon. And in Italy, they eat them very late, and in Italy, they eat them very early. It's very hard, like same fruit. So, anyways, so on both, I guess it's a Brei Pra'etz because they're both normal. But if it hasn't, you know, picked very early, fine. There's the principle. The principle we're laying out here, what the Mishnah is laying out, is if it's pulled too early and it's not normal to eat it that way, it loses its status of Brei Pra'etz. The actual what ifs, you'll have to, you know, in America you used to make a Brei Pra'etz on ketchup, the pashtus, if you'd eat it with a spoon, if you would. The pashtus, because I'm thinking of halach kiddush, ask your local rabbi, because most tomatoes in America are grown for salsa, and then after that they're grown for ketchup. Right? And they're miyuchad, in other words, I'm sorry, I'm Brei Pri Adama. I meant the Brei Pri Adama instead of a shahakal, even though it's... Peanut butter, bepashas halacha lemaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, is a shahakal, and in America, it's a Brei Pri Adama. I think halacha lemaisa. Because the majority of peanuts in America go to making peanut butter, and here not.
If you buy American peanut butter here,
it's a good question. It's a good question. But not an easy answer. Like, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm just illustrating. Here, most peanuts go to be American peanuts and stuff like that, as allegedly American peanuts. They eat them as peanuts, right? Everyone eats peanuts here. And peanut butter is not a big thing. In America, every kid, until the peanut allergen scare took over, right? Every kid lives on peanut butter, and by far the majority of peanuts are grown to produce peanut butter. So the normal way to eat peanut butter is to make it to peanut butter and not leave it as a raw peanut. Orange juice. See, normally we say by juice you press it and just the zeya, just the pulp you know, the cellulose of the apple stays behind, and the apple juice flows out. We say that's just called zeyabama, just, you know, it's nothing. That's a shahakal. But when it comes to citrus fruits, what is a citrus fruit if not the juice? They're little cellulose packs, and the fruit is just the liquid, right? So why does you just press out the liquid, which is the fruit? You don't want the cellulose pack, the pulp, and you drink it. So in Bnei Brak, they say a Bnei Priya ate.
Some are made for eating. Some are made for
That's a separate issue. But I'm saying, I'm just saying, speaking of, there's a halachic difference between like, citrus fruit. The fruit is the liquid. That's a funny one, right? And coffee. I'm also with how else you eat the coffee, which is a don't whatever it is, a dum or an eighth, whatever it is. The way you eat that bean is you grind it up and mix it with hot water. So it should ostensibly should be a shahakal. Excuse me, it should be a brei priya, a dum or an eighth, whatever the actual metzias is. But I don't think anyone says. I think everyone says they say all drinks are shahakal. End of story. Unless you're Bnei Rock, that's okay, fine. So we're in the middle of Mishnah Gimel still. So now the seif of the Mishnah here has more examples. The Gemara, I believe, doesn't include it, if I remember correctly, but the Mishnah does. Has ala chalav on milk, vala gvina and on cheese, vala beitzim and on eggs, omer shahakol, the bracha shahakol. There ostensibly is no big chiddush here, so what do they say the chiddush is? The chiddush is, you might have thought, since these things come from animals, the animals live on grass, they're really like indirectly grass products. So, no, get them. They didn't get my smirk on the recorder. That's the answer given. So the chiddush is, you might think that they're Bnei Priya Adama, but they're not. The question is better than the answer. What can I tell you? Okay? Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, kol shu min klala, anything that's a min klala, klala is like a curse. Ein mevachen alav, there's no brach at all. Now, he's referring to the first part of the Mishnah, which talks about three things. Remember? He talks about the vinegar, the novlos, the unripe fruits, unripened fruits that fell off early, or whatever it picked early, and the govai, the grasshopper, the locust. Now, which of those three he's referring to? I didn't, with a pencil, map it out, but I think there's a mefarish to every possible permutation. It's like everyone's got one or two or three out of the list. Here, the issue with each one is govai either just regular locusts, or maybe they come as a curse to afflict, like, say, in the Makkah in Egypt. Yeah, so the question of that's, like, intrinsically, like, a min klala, or just extrinsically, it's just, it causes havoc. That's the issue there. Vinegar is, well, it was nice and it went bad, so it's, like, bad news, that's a klala that befell you, and there's, like, more like them brachas, right? And novlos is, according to the pshat, that it's sun scorched, like it fell off early for, because of bad weather. Bad weather, excessive sun, caused these fruits to get ruined prematurely. So, like, that was a klala. It was an accursed crop. Either way, that's the discussion there. Okay, fine.